Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. I'm really glad to have you with us. I'm going to continue a theme I've continued for a couple weeks now. And today's theme, again, is women. And that will make more sense in a minute, I hope. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. In our, I don't know how many broadcasts now, 3, 4, 5 years worth. I don't know, a lot. Podcast done here every week, every Wednesday at noon on my website, which you're looking at, assetsandaging.com. Don't forget, on my website, you can scroll down, you can sign up for an upcoming workshop, you can listen to my archived radio shows, you can become a member, which makes 50 videos you will have access to, the 25 videos you will have access to, blogs, updates, newsletters. All kinds of information, all my archived radio shows, all my archived podcasts, more information than you could use when it comes to the issues of aging. Take advantage of it. It's important. So scroll down on that website, call me, email me, get in touch with me, and sign up for an upcoming workshop. And more than ever, become a member. Because if you follow what's going on in the world of healthcare and medical care and long-term care, you're going to find that this subject is going to become more and more difficult to navigate. And Assets and Aging continues to be California's single best source for the issues of aging. Today, I want to continue my theme about women. I have talked about it on my radio shows, in my newsletters. In fact, my new newsletter that will come out this week will talk about this one more time. Caregiving is a women's issue. Long-term care is a women's issue. I've given you lots of statistics. I'm going to give you a couple more, you know, and this is from the Center for a Secure Retirement from Bankers Life. It doesn't matter that it's from Bankers Life. The statistics that they got are important. It's from a study, and it's important, a good study. Characteristics of a caregiver. I want you just to hear some of this. When I talk about this is a women's issue, I'm not making that up. Women are leading the way. 62% of caregivers are female, 38% male. We're talking about unpaid caregivers. We're not talking about nurses. We're not talking about paid caregivers. We're talking about unpaid caregivers, family members, mothers, daughters, sisters, brothers, children, whoever it is. Caregivers are most often between 54 and 72 years old. They're not young chickens. So again, we're not talking about the nurse at the hospital or in the assisted living facility. We're talking about family members, unpaid caregivers. Two-thirds of middle-income boomers are providing care for a parent, while 17% are providing care for their spouse or partner or in-laws. You just can't imagine how big an issue this is in families. One-third of caregivers have needed to use their own money they've saved for retirement to pay for healthcare expenses for somebody else. I can't tell you just how important it is. Now I want to read you a couple other statistics from another study. 70% of all nursing home residents in the United States are women. Two-thirds of all long-term care recipients, that's home care, assisted living, are women. Among individuals 75 or older, women are 60% more likely to need some level of long-term care. Almost 70% of women 75 or older are widowed, divorced, or never married versus 30% of men. 48% of women 75 or older are living alone. So the two questions keep coming back all the time. Who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? And if you're a woman, that job falls to you, not only as a caregiver, but as the one being cared for, usually by a daughter, a granddaughter, somebody like that. Long-term care is a women's issue. this coming Saturday and Monday. That's the 17th at 10 and 11:15. I will be doing workshops for women only. You can scroll down and sign up. This Saturday, the 17th of August, at 10 o'clock and at 11:15, they will last 1 hour. They're the same workshop. You can come to either 10 or 11:15. And they're for women only. And I mean they're for women only. One couple already said, "Hey, can I bring my husband?" And I said, "No. I want women to be able to share this, and I want them to understand what it is, and I want other women to understand how huge an issue this is." And then on Monday the 19th at 6 o'clock, so working women can come, or people who can't come on Saturday because they're taking care of mom and dad over the weekend, I'll be doing a workshop at my office here in Sacramento. You need tickets to get in. How do you get tickets? Scroll down on this website and sign up. Or if you can't figure out how to do that, call me at the 800 number on my website. But take advantage of this workshop, these workshops. I don't know that I'll ever do them again just for women only. That is on the 17th at 10 and 11:15. The 17th, 10 and 11:15 in the morning. You can come to either one. Or Monday the 19th at 6 p.m. Scroll down, sign up, or call me if you can't figure out how to sign up online. Tell a friend, bring a relative, bring your mom, bring your daughter, bring whoever. The seating is very limited. It's limited to 12 people per workshop. That's all the seats I have. And make a difference in your life. Long-term care is a women's issue. You have the chance to make a difference in your life or the life of another woman who's going to be a caregiver or is going to need care. Thanks so much for joining me here today. Make sure you get on my newsletter list. And while you're on the website, go sign up for a membership. It's important. You'll be able to stay informed and stay in the lead. Thanks so much for joining me here at Assets in Aging. We'll see you on the radio. We'll see you in the newsletter. And we'll see you here again next Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining me. Have a great day.